All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Dave from Mequon. Dave, let me ask you something, man. Who sets the oil and gas prices in this country?
It's regulated by the U.S. government.
Okay. Okay. So the S&P and Global Platts control that. And so the New York Mercantile Exchange and all those folk control the prices of petroleum. And well, oh, go ahead.
And no, I was going to say, so I know that Tom is on the next line. If you want to bring Tom on, we can have a little debate. I overheard on the break, so just so you know.
Listen, man. This is last time I checked. This is the Earl Ingram Show.
Right.
But
I'm just saying. I know we've had conversations where all three of us are on the, at the same time. But my point is this. Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
So at the end of the day, the Federal Reserve was very slow to react with the rate hikes. They initially thought it was going to be transitory, and then by the time they figured it out, it was too little too late. Genie got out of the bottle.
Joe Biden doesn't control the Federal Reserve, man.
I understand that.
Okay.
But still, you have supposedly these intelligent people running these individual entities, be it the Federal Reserve or, with other, departments. And we also have, our Defense Department and everything else. And, obviously we've seen what's happening with Ukraine, and that's really turned out a lot different than we expected.
So listen to this. If the war ends, will worldwide gas prices stabilize? According to Ortega, we can expect to see an easing of global crude prices, which would result in retail fuel price drops. A peace deal would have an immediate impact on crude oil markets, he added, but it would take much longer for this to be reflected in gas price paid by consumers because we would have to work through the inventories that were built up in the higher costs. So, we can say Joe Biden is the reason that we are here. Let me ask you something.
Is
Joe Biden the reason that the prices are high all over the world? It's not just in America. Is he the reason for that?
No.
So if he's not, and it's a global issue. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me rephrase that. He does contribute, though, to the global supply as well if he limits the U.S. and not working with Canada. Because U.S., like I said, is the number one producer of oil and natural gas.
And Saudi Arabia, the top three.
I understand that. But if you're limiting the United States, and Canada is very large as well, I think they're in the top five, that has an impact. And all I'm saying to you is that especially what we know what's going on with Russia, especially when we know what's going on with Saudi Arabia, if we can do something on our end to try to increase capacity refinery, that would be a good thing.
I get all of that. The amount of oil that we would be receiving from Canada, they wouldn't sell exclusively to America. They're going to sell globally on the global market. Okay?
So let's stop
acting like, we're going to see this major drop in the price of oil if Joe Biden,
Oil is predicated on the futures.
Okay.
If you look at the oil, it's all based on futures.
Hey,
it's not based on, they're basing it on, when the whole oil crash, remember when oil was
$0? Hang on a second. All right, Tom, quickly. Tom?
First off, I want to ask you a question. Is it true or false that the privatized billionaire corporations are making record profits at the pump?
There's no point in hesitating. The fact is, yes, that's the truth.
But Dave, why don't you answer that question? Because they're making record profits.
Is Dave still there?
No, he's not.
Okay. Go ahead, Tom.
I think he's calling.
They're making record profits at the pump. If you want to blame Joe Biden for anything, blame Joe Biden, because I have no problem blaming Joe Biden. I know the Republicans only have, you know, glass eyes, and they just basically, you know, believe anything and just repeat everything with the Republicans in leadership say. But I'll tell you what, the only place where I can see Joe Biden needs to be speaking out is against the multi-billionaire corporations instead of we the people. Because if he needs to come out and say these people are making these record profits. Also, I would also ask Dave, wasn't there just a bill in Congress that passed where every Republican voted against going after big oil in terms of the price gouging that's going on in this country? And I know the other thing, which, of course, that's true, too. The Republicans have voted against going after big oil, and the Democrats have actually voted in favor of going to big oil.
So, Tom, hang on. Let's give Dave a chance to respond. Dave, quickly.
All right.
Tom, always a pleasure.
Go ahead, man. We're short on time. Go ahead.
In answering with all this, at the end of the day, yes, there's no question there's not enough competition in the oil market. But again, when Joe Biden, when he got elected as president, the main thing that he predicated was that he was going to limit fossil fuels. And that was a big thing. That was something that he ran on and he actually instituted. And so I guess at the end of the day, like I said, there's consequences with that though too, because people think it's just, oh, I put gas in the tank. Oil is a very versatile product. It's used for many other things than just putting
gasoline. Hey, Dave, we don't have time. We don't have time for all of that. So you responded to what Tom had to say.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what Tom had to say because I got disconnected.
Well, he mainly was talking about the fact that the oil barons and the billionaires are waxing rich with the increase in prices of the oil at the time that the American people are suffering and struggling. And so what's your thoughts on that?
Well, again, that's what inflation does. Inflation.
That's not Dave.
Situation.
Dave, you're dancing around the issue. The issue is not about inflation. It's about the fact that they're gouging the American people, the oil barons.
Right.
Everybody knows that.
All right. So at the end of the day, again, if you're being limited in the supply and you can't get the supply out there and you're not allowed to build pipelines and whatever, yes, that causes a crunch, and that does create a artificial demand, and that does increase prices. And that's what ends up happening. There's only so much that can be produced.
Hey Dave.
It's not enough.
They are gouging. And with the record profits that they're making.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there's a finite amount of oil on the market. It doesn't mean that they have to gouge the American people.
And you know what? At the end of the day, like I said, you have to allow the market in this case, allow them to be able to build the necessary additional refinery and pipelines.
Hey, Dave, they're not going to build refineries and pipelines overnight. So what are the American people?
Okay, but if you announce that you're going to do that, that does have an impact on the U.S.
There are people who in this country who have clearly stated they don't want those additional refineries and pipelines, trying to go in a different direction. Got to go to a break.
Yeah, there's consequences.
Got to go to a break, man. Thank you for the call. 844-967-2789. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.